Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, good day, good day to all. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres. Thank you so much. We love it that you listen to us. Yes, we do. We love to say what we're learning out loud and think that somebody else is listening. Isn't that cool? We love it. Anyway, I am your host, Ellen Hartwell. My wonderful, intelligent, articulate, and sometimes very funny co-host, John Warren, is with me. How are you, John?
I'm just really good. I like sometimes really funny because sometimes I'm not funny at all. Let's be honest. I'm great. No, I, Ellen, I wake up and it's so funny. I have my little morning rituals and I do my thing. And on Tuesdays, I noted this morning that because I clear my head, I say prayers, I have a little meditation ritual, which is actually just sitting still for a few minutes and clear my head and have my coffee, get my day started. And this morning I realized I start thinking about this show almost out of the gate on Tuesday morning. So I'm delighted to be here. Tuesdays are a great day for me.
Aw, now isn't that sweet? Thank you, John. I just love doing this show with you. You really help to keep me motivated and let's go, people. And so I appreciate you a whole lot. By the way, people listening, have you told anybody today that you appreciate them? It's a very important thing to do, to let somebody know you appreciate them. And maybe it's the garbage man, and maybe it's your best friend or your lover, but tell somebody you appreciate them today. It's a very important thing to do because, you got it. It raises your vibration to be grateful, to be appreciative. So find things to appreciate, and don't be shy about letting others know that. Thank you for bringing the garbage can back in. I so appreciate that. I mean, it doesn't have to be some big thing. It can be a little teeny, teeny thing. But thank you. I appreciate that because appreciation raises our vibration. And, yep, John Warren said it, and it's true. The higher our vibration, the quicker our manifestation. So just had to put that footnote in. Today's topic is first responders. Now, we all know, John, what first responders are. Thank you, by the way. Shout out to the first responders around the world. We do appreciate you. I don't think you get appreciated enough, so thank you, thank you, thank you. But this first responders or first responder that I'm talking about is how do we respond to things? Because it is a way to get more conscious. I was talking to John earlier in the week, and like, let's say I drop something or trip over something, and I go, oh, expletive. And I don't say expletive, but you get it. Oh, expletive. And that is a first response. And then I go, wait, no, that's not a response. That's a reaction. I'm reacting to stubbing my toe. Now, I'm human, and I get to react. But it's a way to stay conscious. You drop something. You forget something. You walk into a wall. Whatever you do that isn't your most shining moment. And most of us will say, oh, blank, beep. Okay, how about, and I've been practicing this, how about we train ourselves to be aware first of what is our reaction? Oh, expletive. Okay. And then train yourself, because sometimes we only have seconds. I stub my toe. I go, oh, expletive. Okay, how about if I go, oh, gee whiz. Oh, golly gosh. Oh, criminality. Oh, drat. Oh, frog's legs. It doesn't matter. But why? Again, raising your vibration. Because, oh, expletive is a low vibration. It just is. Whereas if we can have some humor in there and come up with some really neat things to say, like my dearly departed ex-mother-in-law would say, oh, criminality, whatever that is. But, oh, criminality. Okay. So I learned that from her, criminality. But I think it's important to have a sense of humor and to get very aware. What are you saying? What are you doing? Oh, GD it. Really? You really want God to actually damn something? I don't. But the spoken word has great power. So you will almost never hear me say that because I believe there's power in what I say, power in the spoken word, the authority of the spoken word is quite enormous. And if you don't believe it, yep, practice, practice, practice. So the next time you stub your toe or pinch your finger in the door or drop the shampoo or trip over the dog, whatever it is, you're going to say, oh, expletive, most likely. Catch yourself and go, no, wait, wait. Oh, tree trunks. You can have fun with it. And what happens is, yeah, you get more conscious. Now, it seems like a silly thing, but actually it isn't, because the more we are aware of what we're saying, what we're doing, we're more present. Presence is important. We're more present, and we're immediately expanding our consciousness. If we are observing what we're thinking, feeling, doing, saying, we are more conscious, and that is why we're here, to expand our consciousness and to learn how to use these tools, one of them being the spoken word. We talk about it on the show all the time. I am a person who has. I'm not a person who hopes to have. I'm not a person who's waiting for. I'm not a person who's daydreaming about. I'm a person who has. Fill in the blank. I am a person who knows that. Fill in the blank, whatever it is. Because why? Because if we say I hope, you get the hope. You'll be hoping until your hoper is sore. So no, I have. And then visualize it, feel it, affirm it, the spoken word, affirmation, spoken word. Now, if you're somewhere where you can't say something out loud, it's okay to do it in your head. But whenever you can, say it out loud and say it with authority and joy. I am a person who has. And when you trip over something, oh, frog's legs. Why? So that you become more conscious. We react. And we want to teach ourselves to respond. Why? A response has some thought behind it. A response has some empathy behind it. A response has an awareness to it. Whereas a reaction is hammer my knee. My knee's going to jerk. That's a reflex. That's a reaction. But if I can get more conscious, I find this exciting, as you probably can tell. If we can get more conscious of how we react and turn those reactions into responses, our first response in time will be much more awake, much more aware. And it's so much fun because it spills into other things. Hi, Mrs. Hartwell. Yes. We're very sorry about that order. We know that it should have been there by now, but it isn't, and we apologize for that. Yeah, really, I've been waiting for months. I bought that for my son's birthday in, oh, yeah, October of 2019. Hello, it's February 2020. Do you have a problem? Well, that's a reaction. A response is, yep, you're right. I find that a bit annoying, but I'm sure there's some glitch somewhere. What can we do to expedite this? Well, actually, truth to be told, it's backordered. Yeah, it's been backordered for a while. Maybe I should choose another item. Well, you can. Yes, you can, and we'll give you 20% off. Really? Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a response. A reaction is meh, 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 meh. Well, start paying attention. Start responding, not reacting. Your vibration will go up. We all have times like that all day, if you think about it. You know, the dog barks right in the middle of your radio show and barks loudly and is sitting right next to you when the dog does it. I can say, shut the hoo-hoo up. Or I can just pet him and say, see, my dog agrees. Shut the hoo-hoo up is a reaction. See, my dog agrees is a response, my first respond. So where are our first responders? I'm talking those within us, not the first responders and the ambulances and stuff. Thank you so much for that. But I'm talking about your inner first responders. Well, they're there because if you start practicing this, you're going to find that you have a lot of really well-qualified first responders right there waiting to be activated. 911, where is the location of your emergency? Hi, my big toe. Oh, sorry you stubbed your toe. What would you like to say about that? Oh, well, I'd like to say, oh, fiddlesticks. Okay, so say, oh, fiddlesticks. Now, of course, I'm making this up. but you will get so that that reaction is less and less frequent, and your response is more and more common, and it's more easily available to you. So the neighbor lets the dog loose, and the dog relieves itself right in the middle of your tulip bed, right in the middle. And like, really? And you can go over to the neighbor and say, "Are your dog?" Or you can clean up the mess and go over to your neighbor and say, "You know what? I just planted a tulip bed, and your dog is confusing that with his bathroom. Could we work together on that?" "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry." "No worries. We'll deal with it. But I'm going to chase your dog away if I see him eyeing my tulip bed." "Sure, sure. Yeah, no problem. And I'll try to keep him in the yard." "Great. Thank you." If we all did that with each other, I'm talking with our neighbors, our friends, our lovers, and globally speaking, we would find we have a lot more in common, a lot more unity. Well, you think Trump is a piece of, and I don't. I think he's fabulous. I think he's wonderful. Okay? Tell me more about that, because I don't share your opinion, but I'm willing to listen to why you think that way. I may never agree. I may never think Trump is wonderful, or I may never think he's terrible. But I can have a first response of, tell me more. Tell me why you feel that way. I'd really like to know. Because that way I am communicating with the person speaking. I'm not shutting them down. I'm not telling them they're a born-again jerk. I'm not grumbling and glowering. Tell me more about that. I honestly say I do not share your opinion, but I'm willing to listen to why you think that way or why you feel that way. Now, we're not going into politics, obviously, but whether it's Trump or the dog in the tulip bed or a late delivery or that guy who cut you off, oh, my God, you just missed him. You were about to kiss his fender. Now, you can go off on that guy in your car, shake your fist, or even worse, jump out of your car at the stoplight and say, "You booty me, go by ha ha." You can do that. I wouldn't. I think it can be dangerous. But, yeah, you can do all that, or you can take a second and say, "First responders, please." Well, maybe the guy's in a terrible hurry. Maybe he's got a sick kid in the car. Maybe he's late to his interview. We don't know. Maybe he's a terrible driver, too. That could be. But whatever he or she is, we don't know. So instead of calling them every name in the book and shaking your fist and other things at the person who cut you off, we can say, "You know what, I hope wherever they're going, they get there on time, and I hope they're okay. I hope this isn't an emergency. I hope this person is just a terrible driver, and thank you, God, Spirit, Universe, that I didn't end up in his or her back seat." That is a response. And, yes, it takes awareness to get to that, but you can, because your first responders are right there. They're right there, 911, they are ready to help you. But you have to ask so that you can get used to a different response. Now, I believe, and so does John, and I guess there's some truth to it, that if you practice something for 30 days, you will get at least pretty good at it. So I challenge you, and I challenge me, to get a hold of your first responders for the next 30 days. The wife comes in from work. She's tired. Her hair is hanging. She looks like, oh, dear, very tired. And you just want to take her out and, "Hey, you know, let's go down to Bubba's Bar and Grill. They're having great ribs tonight. Let's go." "Are you kidding me? I am so tired. I can't blink." "Oh, you always say no. You're such a party pooper." That's a reaction. How about, "Oh, gosh, you look worn out. You must be tired." "Yeah, I had one heck of a day." "Well, I appreciate that you work so hard. Hey, listen, I'm wondering if, you know, if you took a shower or whatever and kind of got perked up, would you be willing to go with me to Bubba's? Because I really want those baby back ribs." "Oh, well, putting it that way, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we could do that." "Great, thank you so much." Now, it's not going to work every time, and it may not work right away. But if you can respond instead of react, guess what? You're going to get better responses. from other people. If I come at you, John, and I say, you blooming idiot, how could you do something like that or say something like that? What? John, you're going to get defensive. But if I say, hey, John, I'm kind of wondering, I don't understand. What was that about? Oh, well, that was because blah, blah. Oh, okay, I get it. Thanks for explaining. A very nasty altercation can be turned into a civil conversation by, you got it, your responses. Respond to people. Don't react. Respond to yourself. Don't react. You did what, Hartwell? I can't believe that you are that stupid that you did blah, blah. That's a reaction. Oh, gosh, John, you know what? I really blew it. I did blah, blah, blah. Oh, did you? Yeah. But you know what? I got it all fixed up. It's okay now. Oh, great. Well, you know, we all make mistakes. Don't worry about it. You got it fixed. Yeah, I did. Those are responses, responses, responses. So the more we get in touch with our inner first responders, the better off we're going to be. Higher vibration, much more pleasant conversations with ourselves and with others, and a feeling of mastery over the spoken word. Now, there are many ways to get mastery over the spoken word. This isn't the only one. But it is a practice that I'm beginning to see, number one, works. Number two, helps me to be more conscious. And number three, helps me to have better interactions with myself, yes, and others. So it's really important to pay attention to your first responders. Don't react. Respond. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. If you would like to get in touch with me or with John, it's easy. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. You can email us through that site. We'd love to hear from you, ellenhartwell.com. And next week's show is Rings, R-I-N-G-S, Rings. Huh? Well, you tune in next week and you'll find out. Okay, John, first responders, your thoughts, please.
Well, it's such a good topic, Ellen. Wow. That's what I was spinning about, because I never know, but I've said this before on the show, but I'll say it again. You kind of come up with the titles, and you're the guideposts here, and I don't know exactly where you're headed with these titles, but I love them, and I think they're juicy. And then I listen, and I make notes as you talk and what I think about it. And I've been thinking about this morning, and I love a lot of – I mean, what you said was so correct, and I will tell you, Ellen, I think underneath, because the show is called Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres, giving out the reason we do this, and it's not because you're going to be a better person. You are going to be a better person if you do this. It's because it's easier to practice and for us to – anybody who's listening to this show, I'm assuming, is has a project of some sort that they are interested in, either in metaphysics or they are interested in the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, or they are just interested in some technique to empower themselves in a real way going forward, right, in a place that they want to work on something. And the beautiful thing about this, I'm going to say this because you said the thing about the words, and this is something, I'm going to be honest with you, Ellen, there are parts of this practice and this religious science, whatever we call it, this science, metaphysics, that as soon as I read it years ago, I went, oh, that's right. I knew that was right. And that's exactly what I've been thinking since I was 7 years old or whatever it is. And then there are other stuff that unfolded later. There are other big concepts that are really important that unfolded later for me. And one of them is, because I'm verbal, I'm goofy, I like being the center of attention, I like telling the joke, I went to acting school, for goodness sake. The power of the spoken word is something that came in waves to me later in studying this and understanding later that what I say, and if I say anything at all, and how I say whatever I say, and when I choose to speak, and how I put it, all matter in the creative process. They all matter.
Yep.
And it is something that has not been my favorite thing. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Some days, Ellen, because why wouldn't I be honest with you? But some days, the best I can do is be aware of the fact that I'm about to say something that I probably would be – if I was more evolved, because sometimes I just can't do it. it comes out of my mouth, or I shouldn't say that. Sometimes it's not that I can't do it. I am evolved to the point where I am openly choosing to do something that, based on history, my personal history, I know is going to maybe ever so slightly, but still ever so slightly, going to lower my vibration. And I will tell you, in the world of politics, that's it. I have opinions. I am not going to share them on this show. And I'm verbal, and I come from a family of very verbose people about politics. And sometimes the very best I can do is actually not, I'm not going to listen to you, you know, I'll sit and listen to you. I'm going to say is, I'd prefer it in this context if we didn't say it, or I'm just going to turn and walk away because it's not going to help either of us if we have this conversation. And sometimes that's the highest vibration I can get to. Now, the reason to practice this, Ellen, and believe me, that's my caveat, as I say, the reason to practice this is responding and not reacting, and you zeroed in on that, and that's really important. The title is important. This, it's always important. It's important this week. First responders, what is my first response? And my response is, and the difference is between responding and reacting, is I'm a fireman, and I get a call that whatever, let's say I'm in Los Angeles, so the Grauman's Chinese Theater is on fire. The response is, oh, slide down the pole, get on the fire truck, get everybody roused and ready to go, and get out there and do my job and put out the fire at Grauman's Chinese Theater. A reaction would be, oh my goodness, a landmark is on fire. What are we ever going to do? This is horrible. Oh, pull my hair out. That's a reaction. Or, oh, I knew it. Here's another reaction. I knew they should have been better with their, you know, been up to code. I knew that building wasn't up to code, and I'm going to judge this, and I'm never going to get on the fire truck, and I'm never going to put it out. The reason to practice responding and not reacting, and it's interesting, is because you accumulate power for affecting change in the moment. But you have power to affect change in the moment, and you also have power – you accumulate power to affect change later, if that makes any sense. And I'll say it. It is now 22 past the hour. I will say the word. It is a practice. And the more I practice responding and not reacting, the easier it is for me, because I accumulated some connection to my higher self that is always safe and secure. I'm not always safe and secure. Sometimes things make me nervous. Sometimes I get anxious. But there is a part of me that is always safe, secure, and embedded in the God of my understanding, the universe, the thing that created me. I'm always there. There is always that part of me. And when I respond, Ellen, and I practice the response as opposed to the reaction, I accumulate power. Also, here's another little side note for anybody who's interested, because I think it's important. Anybody who's listening to this, again, I'm going to assume that you are in a journey of some sort of self-discovery. That's what interests you. It's something you decided to do in this lifetime, at least briefly, or you wouldn't probably be listening. You wouldn't self-select to listen to a show like this. Is that when I respond and don't react, Ellen, here's another really interesting, useful tool, I think. I get to know myself. I quietly become, I can overhear myself by not what I said, but what I didn't say. It's like, ooh, I really wanted to react to that guy who just cut me off in traffic. I really wanted to. I wanted to judge him. I wanted to go off on him. I wanted to honk my horn and I wanted to do all sorts of things. I didn't do that. I went, what I did do, and this has been a practice for me over time, is go, okay, so what if I actually get to the market 5 seconds later? Does it matter? Does it matter at all? And what is the price? The price is I will get to where I'm going 10 seconds or a minute later. Whereas the price for reacting would be I'll lower my vibration. I'll pay a price. I might overeat later, you know, because I have a feeling that I don't, you know, I'll be at the market and I'm going there and I'll buy something unconsciously that I didn't want to buy. I will lose a level of consciousness all because in that moment I'm having a feeling, and the feeling, I'm allowing the feeling to be in charge of me as opposed to me being in charge of the feeling, which is really what we're talking about here. I'm going to respond to this moment because the world is imperfect, or it's fallen, let's put it that way. things happen in this world. I'm not good enough at this metaphysics yet, Ellen Hartwell, to actually live a perfect life. And I'm going to be totally blunt about this.
I don't know anybody who is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. I mean, I'm going to say, honestly, yeah, that is the goal. Is the goal perfection? Yeah, kind of is. Over a long period of lifetimes, yes. Right now, I'm doing the thing that's in front of me today, which is actually holding my power and responding to things as they come up that surprise me or don't surprise me or that aggravate me. And also, Ellen, here's the other thing about practicing responding as opposed to reacting. I've learned places about myself. It's like, oh, I'm going to react now because I want to. And I'm willing to pay the price. I know the price, and I'm still willing to pay it because, by golly, I want to have my foot stomping moment. Now, as I go on and on and practice more and more, I'm less and less willing to do that, to be that guy. You know why? Because the payoff to responding is so much better. It's the spiritual buffet is so much more complete when I have a few days of responding or a week or a month and taking a split second. The London subway, there's a voice that says, I've never been to London, but I know because it's sort of a thing. Mind the gap, meaning that before you step into the train, there's a little gap there. Mind the gap. And when I remember to mind the gap, because, you know, I live in a city with tons of traffic, the opportunity for me to react versus respond, let me tell you, it is legion. As soon as I step out of the house, before I step out of the house, it's present for me. The practice of going, do I want to pay the price for this momentary frustration or not? And as I said, Ellen, I'm not perfect at this. I have actually consciously said, yeah, I do want to pay the price. I'm really angry about this. And by golly, I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to go there. But as I practice more and more, I'm just going to, you know, the truth of the matter is the benefit of taking the breath, measuring my words, really going, my words matter. What I say out loud matters. I actually have power here, and I'm going to actually be responsible for that power. And being in that space and being in that spot, coming from that place, the less and less I'm willing to react, and the less and less I actually unconsciously react. I'm actually conscious of my reactions. And interestingly, Ellen, and I'll wind up on this and I'll finish on this, is it has allowed the space for forgiveness to come in. It really does. When I practice responding as opposed to reacting, I can actually live in a world where forgiveness has primacy in many ways. Meaning, you know what? I'm going to have compassion for that guy who cut me off as opposed to judgment. And when I have compassion for the guy who cuts me off as opposed to judgment, you know what happens back? People have compassion for me because I'm still working on stuff, man, because we're all in this. Because I'm still working on stuff, and there are times when I need mercy, not judgment. And when I practice that, practice compassion instead of judgment, response instead of react, I am liable to have doors open for me that weren't open before. I live in a bigger world and a more beautiful world. That is all. It's 28 after. How did I do? Did I land the plane?
Roger that.
Oh, good.
Yes,
good,
landed
good.
The plane beautifully. And I think we only have a minute left, but you touched on something very important. And I'm so glad you did, because I didn't think of it. And you did because you're smart. But is sometimes our first responders are going to request that we don't respond. Sometimes the best response is no response at all. And I'm going to choose not to discuss that with you or what have you. But sometimes it is better to keep your own counsel and not get into things that you know aren't going to go anywhere pleasant. So your first responders are right there. Practice it. I guarantee, big word, I guarantee that if you practice this for a while, you're going to feel lighter, more more in control, and people are going to like you a lot more, too. That's always a plus. So thank you for listening. We will be back next Tuesday with our topic, Rings, R-I-N-G-S. Take care, everyone.